The Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right, I want to welcome those that are joining us now by TV, by radio, and by live streaming. Welcome into our Sunday morning worship service. If you're listening by radio, you can go to www.theshepherdshouse.net and get the entire program. Our radio programs are about 30 minutes in length, and the TV and live stream ends closer to an hour. Also, pray about supporting our TV and radio ministry. It certainly takes money to keep all of these programs on the air, and we have been running in the red, and we need your help. Please consider sending money in to help us keep these on the air, and there will be a time later in the program where that information will be available on how that you can help. Pray about it. I'm not making you promises that your cows are going to give milk and that your girlfriend's coming home. I'm just telling you, you know, if you want to keep it on the air, there's a way to do it. And that's by praying and giving as God leads you to give. All right, 2 Kings chapter 2, 2 Kings chapter 2, starting in verse number 1, a very familiar story about a man by the name of Elijah. And the young man that was under his ministry by the name of Elisha. Verse number 1 in 2 Kings chapter 2 says, "And it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, Tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord had sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, As the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off. And they stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters. And they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I'm taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof, and he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had spent the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. Now I want to go into the second story found in the book of Ruth, chapter number 1. Ruth, chapter number 1, in verse number 6. Then she arose from her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people and given them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her. And they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that you may find rest, each of you, in the house of your husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way. For I am too old to have a husband. If I should say, I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for he giveth me much for your sakes, that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Oprah, I'll get it right in a minute, kissed her mother-in-law. But Ruth clave unto her, and she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. And when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. Let us pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, we praise you and thank you for being such a mighty God. Father, I pray, God, Lord, to move in our lives. I pray, Lord, that you would hear from heaven and touch us this day. Father, I pray, God, for the anointing of the Holy Ghost to rest upon me. Father, for without the anointing, I know that all that is said and done would be void and it would be in vain. Help me to preach and to teach the infallible Word of God today. Help me to preach it simple and easy to understand. But Father, Lord, with the anointing of the Holy Ghost, for without the anointing, I know that all that's said and done would be void and it would be in vain. Father, asking you, Lord, to give me the breath, the air, the strength to preach your word, and give me the anointing. Father, I pray, God, to hide me behind the shadow of the cross, that no honor, no praise would come to me in the flesh, but the name of Jesus would be praised for now and forevermore. Father, asking you, Lord, to minister and to bless, Lord, in this service today. And we thank you so much, for you are certainly a mighty God. Father, touch us and use us, Lord, for it's in Jesus' name we humbly pray. Ask these things this day in Jesus' precious name. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. I appreciate those standing in reference to the reading of the Word of God. The title of the message today is, What Will Be Your Legacy? What will be your legacy? What will be my legacy? Every one of us will have a legacy. What is a legacy? Well, if you look it up in the dictionary, it says the long-lasting impact of particular events, actions, etc., that took place in the past or of a person's life. So what that just simply means is, whatever your life consists of, that's what your legacy is. If you're one that stayed by yourself and you were a hermit and you never did mix and mingle with other people and you were never done anything for anyone, your legacy would be that you were a hermit and kept to yourself. But if you were one that lived for the Lord and inspired other people, then the legacy that you left behind will be something that might inspire someone else that's going through a hard time. Amen? And sometimes we can't have a legacy without going through a time of testing, a storm that maybe that we have to go through, a time when things are not going as good as we would like for it to go. And how we handle that is going to make all the difference that there is in the entire world. The first story we read about in the Word of God was a story about Elijah and Elisha. And most of us are familiar with Elijah. He was the one that prayed the fire down from heaven, and it burned up the sacrifice and licked up the water that was in the ditches that was dug around the sacrifice. And what a mighty man of God that Elijah was. Elijah was the one that he prayed for it not to rain, and the heavens were shut up for that long period of time. What was it, 3.5 years? So then he prayed again, and he sent his servant up to the top of the mountain. He came back and nothing. And finally, the last time, the third time when he went up, he come back and said, I see a cloud the size of a man's hand. He said, get ready, the rains are coming. He knew that God had heard his prayer. So here, he was such a mighty man of God. He was the one that told Ahab when he was in the chariot. He said, come on. Other words, whip them horses. He said, I'm going on to Jezreel on foot. Amen. I'll see you there. There's a rain coming. So he went on foot. My, what a man of God. Outran them horses on foot and ran on. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Elisha watched his life. Elisha saw the miracles that Elijah did. He was so moved by the life of Elijah that not only did he not want to be like Elijah, his request was, I want a double portion of whatever it is that you got. I want two times that in my life. He saw what God had done in his life. I hope that I could live in such a way that my grandchildren would say, I want to be like my pa. I know my oldest grandson, he used to say when he was a little boy, he said, when I get grown, I'm going to be big like my pa. Well, he is. We can stand head to head right now, turn around back to back. He's as tall as I am. He said that when he's about 3 or 4 years old. Amen. He said, I'm going to live with my pa too when I get grown. Well, he ain't done that yet. So anyhow, praise the Lord. I kind of like it, you know, with the grandkids coming and visiting on occasion. But anyway, I got 6 of them. I just don't want them all at one time. Amen. But anyway, I hope that you can live a life in such a way that people don't see you being perfect, because you never will. They won't see you never make a mistake, because you will. But hopefully they'll see you when you fall, get back up and go to Jesus. Amen. To guide them. Amen. In the right way. See, the most important thing for us to do in life is to guide others. Amen. Not to be a hood ornament, but to be an inspiration. Wow. How that Elijah inspired Elisha. Man, I want twice what you got. I've seen some older preachers that I knew for years, and I would think, man, what an anointing that man of God's got upon him. I'd love to have that and even more, because they inspired me. Think about it today. Are you inspiring somebody? Well, actually, you are. You're either inspiring them the right way or you're inspiring them the wrong way. I had an uncle that turned out to be an alcoholic, and his children came up and they drank also. One of them died an alcoholic also. So his legacy was alcoholism. That was all he was remembered for. When he passed away, all he had was a clothes on his back and a pair of shoes. That's all that he had. Living with his parents at age 54, locked up for public drunkenness when he died at age 54 in the Allen County Jail. That was his legacy. But see, it didn't have to be. It's not about what you did that was wrong, but it's the change that you've made. It's the turnaround in your life is what that you'll be remembered for. Amen. How that God inspired you to have a better life. Every one of us has got a past. I don't care who you are. Everybody's got a past. Some past is maybe a little bit worse than maybe others, or maybe some went through a few more things and maybe what others did, but we've all got things that we're not proud of. I don't get up and tell everybody every crazy thing that I ever done and every mistake that I ever made. I try to inspire people to look to Jesus. Try to inspire people, amen, to don't wallow because that you got down, amen, but bounce up, amen, stand up, march forward, go closer to the Lord, get deeper in your faith, and chase after the Lord. Don't chase after the world. So many today are chasing after the world. Amen. It's not anything to be embarrassed about if you fail, if you made a mistake, amen, but be proud that you got out of that mess. We got some here now that was really bad drug addicts. They've been, I don't know, dry, now clean. I don't know how many years, probably 10 or 12 years now. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. And they're a witness now. Amen. Going to church, winning other people to the Lord, and their past is behind them. They won't be remembered for that. They'll be remembered for making the right decision and going the right direction and doing the right thing. Amen. Elisha. I saw Elijah. Amen. Do what was good. Amen. To have purpose. Amen. To have something good. Did Elijah fail? Well, of course he failed. If you remember the story in the Word of God, praying the fire down from heaven, then he got in the cave. The next thing, got down and out and feeling sorry for himself and thought he was about to die, and you know, and then the Lord began to move. Oh, there was an earthquake, but God wasn't in the earthquake. Oh, there was a great storm, but God wasn't in the storm. Oh, there was a fire, but God wasn't in the fire. And then the Lord, through a still small voice, spoke to Elijah, amen, and allowed him to know, I've got all these other prophets down there that has never bowed to Baal. You're not into this by yourself. Amen. So Elijah, even though he was a mighty man of God, amen, done all of these miracles, amen, before Elisha. Elijah didn't see the time that he failed and he got discouraged. What Elisha wanted was that spirit was upon him, that power that was in his life, that determination. Amen. Regardless of how many times I stumble and I fail, keep on getting up. See, it's not going to be remembered about the boo-boos that you made. It's going to be remembered because you done the right thing and you headed, amen, in the right direction. Your children will remember you because of the strong faith that you have. They'll remember you because you guided them to go to the house of the Lord. Oh, shame on you, amen, that's watching by television. You don't have a home church and you don't go to church and you're not leading your children in the right way. Well, Brother Jimmy, if my spouse would do right, ain't got nothing to do with your spouse. Amen. If they've got one, amen, that will inspire them kids, amen, it might keep them out of prison. It might keep them from getting pregnant when they're 13. Amen. If they got somebody, amen, that will inspire them. Leave a good legacy. Amen. Don't blame somebody else, amen, for the things that's not right. Do something about it yourself. Amen. So you can leave a legacy behind. So I can leave a legacy behind. Amen. That I sought the Lord with everything within me. Well, Brother Jimmy, people think I'm crazy. Good. It got quiet there for a second. Brother Jimmy, they'll lock me up. I'm not talking about that kind of crazy. They're going to think that you went wild over Jesus. Amen. Because all you talk about is God. Your hunger is to go to church. Amen. You're not going to inspire anybody by being hungry to get a dollar. But you're going to inspire them if your life is a life of prayer, that you constantly say, let's pray over everything. Let's pray over this. When my granddaughter gets ready to go get her license, she ain't going to go in until I take her by the hand. We're going to pray over that. Amen. Before she ever goes in, I'm going to teach them to pray and pray and pray. And it don't matter what happens, you pray. It don't matter when you're discouraged, you pray. If your spouse is doing the wrong thing, pray in front of your children. Inspire them, amen, to pray. Amen. You'll never go wrong when you teach them to pray. But when you teach them to handle everything yourself and leave God out of it, you're leaving a bad legacy, amen, for them, because they're more likely going to fail. But if you'll teach them that God's the number one thing, going to church is a recreation and a privilege and a joy. Don't teach them, oh, got to get up and go to church. Shh, can't believe it's Sunday again. That preacher going to preach all over me next Sunday if I don't get up and go. What a legacy to leave behind. You ought to say, hallelujah, Sunday's here, and I get to go worship the risen Savior that died on the cross, the one that delivered me from sin, the one that brought me out of depression and out of anxiety, the one that made a way where there was no way. I want to go to church and worship him and lift up his name. Elisha said, I don't want only what you got, Elijah. I want twice as much. And you know what? He wouldn't let go. Elijah kept saying, you just wait here. You tarry here. He said, no. He said, I'm going where you at. So they went on to the next city. He said, now you stay here. Here come everybody to give a report. Oh, this is the last day. Elijah's going to heaven today. He's going up in a whirlwind. He said, I know it. Be quiet. In other words, you ain't doing no good by telling me that, because I'm going with Elijah. I'm going to be there right beside him until he draws his last breath. Whatever it is that Elijah's doing, I'm not going to miss it. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be part. I'm going to be around the presence of God when God moves upon this great man of God. And if there's a morsel of the Spirit, I'm going to get it for myself. Amen. We need to be a hog. Amen. After God, you're a hog over everything else. Hey, man, I can tell most of us is pigs over food. We can tell, but look in the evidence is there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Wouldn't it be good, amen, if we were spiritually fat, spiritually overweight, amen, because we've been eating so much from God, amen, there were sparks are flying off of us. Wouldn't that be good? Amen. You don't see that happening very much. There's so many distractions out there. Amen, that hinders us. I want a double portion of your spirit. He said, well, come on. They went on down to Jordan, got down there. Oh, they said, this is Elijah's last day. He's getting ready to go to heaven. He said, I know. Hold your peace. Shh. Be quiet. And finally he got right to the end and got to the brook there, and Elijah took his mantle, smote the water. Come on, Elijah. You hear the wind across. And finally got there, and all at once here come the horses of fire and the chariots of fire. No, he said, now whatever it is that you want, ask me. If you're still with me, did you get that part? If you're still with me, I'll give you what you want. He said, what I want's a double portion of your spirit. He said, you've asked a hard thing, but nevertheless, if you're with me, when I go up, you'll have it. Oh, won't that preach? Amen. Sometimes the devil wants to get you to back up. He wants to get you to stop believing. He wants to get you to stop prophesying your promise. The devil wants you to give in, amen, to your thoughts and your emotions and your feelings. Listen, folks, if the Lord told you he's going to save your family, you stand on that. Don't you ever let that waver, amen, and back up. You keep on praying. You keep on believing. And you be like that little woman in the song, two shoes. You go get them shoes and you get them all polished up and set them on the shelf and let that husband or whoever it is know. And one morning, after she had had them shoes for a long time, kept on praying, she went in and saw them shoes was off that shelf. And she looked and he had them on his feet. He said, how am I going to church today? Praise the Lord. I'm thankful that God is able to move when we pray without ceasing. Amen. Listen, wouldn't it be wonderful to leave this world and your family remember you as being a prayer warrior? My wonderful wife that will soon be gone for 2 years will be next month. She had a great grandmother. She called her Mammy. That's what she called her. Evelyn Carver was her name. And May Carver was her name. And she loved her great-grandmother. And her grandmother, great-grandmother was a good Christian woman, had high principles and high morals. And Jenny would talk about her more than anybody else.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area. And also, we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, GLASGOW, KY for Kentucky, 42142. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year, so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible, as long as you've got an address and a name, so we can send you that contribution letter, we'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.